So, we're a couple of days away from Seder, Pesach and the first Seder, so I'll give over a few ideas about that. So, I have here on the first line, the Arizal writes, there's the Siddur of the Arizal, a lot of the Siddurim that we have today are based on the Arizal's writings, but he writes that the Haggadah must be said with great Simcha. He says, first, it says in Bekol Ram, you say the words loud, and you say it with Simcha. And he writes, "Ve'ein simcha gedola kamei b'layla zeh." He says that really this is, he says, in a way, the happiest night of the whole year is the night of Pesach. And he talks about it more from a Kabbalistic angle, as he is wont to do. He talks about the madrigas, the levels that one is able to attain on this night. So, what is it? What's the special, unique message of the night of the Pesach Seder? And of course, there's numerous messages, but we'll focus here on one of them. And look through the Haggadah and see a couple of points in the Haggadah that will become clearer or better understood when we understand the basic concept that we're talking about here this evening. So what happened? What happens on the night of the Pesach? How many years ago was it? Now it's 3,336 years. This year. 3,336 years ago this week is when we became a nation. The Navi Yecheskel calls it the Yom Huledes of Klal Yisrael, the birth of a nation, the birth of who we are. But if you think about it, and what level, what kind of situation were we at a minute before Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we were on the lowest of levels, physically and spiritually. We were on every level. I mean, physically, we were a slave nation. We were in bondage, a terrible slavery, a terrible bondage. And spiritually, we're told that we are on the lowest spiritual level. Famously, Kabbalistically, there's 50 levels of holiness versus 50 levels of impurity. 149. And we were on the 49th. And we're mamash at the lowest level. So much so, the Medrash says that when the Jewish people were standing by the Yamsuf, so the Malachim are saying to Hashem, why are you going to save them and destroy them? Halalu evdi avidazara, halalu evdi avidazara. There's idolaters on both sides. So we were a people that were at a very low level. Begashmi is physically, if you want to go through the words that I wrote here, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shalom Reis Goydil Dargis HaYerida, that although we were on the tremendously low level, Gam Begashmi is physically, Shibud V'Avda, slavery, bondage, V'Gam Beruchni is spiritually, Memtas Shari Tuma, the 49th gate of impurity, Halal Evdi Avidazara, we have idolatry going on. Nevertheless, Hashem, so to speak, looks past all that. And he doesn't start saying, well, are they deserving or they're not deserving? And rather, he appears and reveals himself to Klal Yisrael in a way that was unparalleled since creation. And as we say in the Haggadah, Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchi Amlocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, the King of all kings, reveals himself to them, Bechvoidei V'atzmai, with his honor and glory himself, right? The Haggadah is very clear. He didn't send a malach, he didn't send a shliach. Uga'olam, and Hashem redeems us, he sort of schleps us out of Golus. And that's really the essence of Pesach. That there is this ability to go from the lowest to the highest. From a state of slavery, bondage, physically, spiritually, a person can be in a very, very low stage, and yet Hashem stretches out his arm, figuratively, and pulls a person out of their lowliness and brings them up to the highest madriga. In general, it's written that this is the difference between the season of Nisan and the season of Tishrei. Right? We have two major holiday seasons of the year. There's Tishrei, right, which is really Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Chasar, and we have Nisan, which starts with Pesach and goes first Omer and Tishvuos. Those are the two big seasons of the year. But they're very different in nature. And what's the difference? When it comes to Tishrei, our relationship to Hashem starts from our own avodah, right? We have an entire month of Elul, and we do tshuva, and through that tshuva we reach Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we really take it to a different level. And then we have 10 days of tshuva, then we have Yom Kippur, and finally we celebrate with Hashem in the Sukkot and the Simchas Torah. So Tishrei is very much a avodah, where our relationship is, we might call it, I know it's used differently, but bottoms up. We start from the bottom, and we work ourselves upward and upwards and upwards. When it comes to Nisan, it's the opposite. We were in a place of a terrible low place, and Hashem just pulled us out, yanked us out of Golos. In fact, in Shir HaShirim, it's famously two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, "Ani ledodi v'dodi li," which is I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. There's another pasuk, same chapter. It says, Dodi li vani lo. My beloved is to me and I am to him. What's the difference? They both say all the same words. But one starts off with, I am to my beloved, I come closer to Hashem, Vadodi li, and then Hashem responds and comes closer to me. The other pasuk says, no, Hashem comes to me, he comes to me, and then I come to him. So the Sfarim of Chassidus say that's the difference between the Tishrei season and the Nisan season. The Tishrei season is all about Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li. We come closer, we do tshuva, we work on ourselves, we get higher, we get better, and in that way we draw Hashem into our lives. Nisan, Hashem just comes into our lives and brings us to him, and in that way we bring Hashem into our lives. So it starts, Milmaila, starts from Hashem, and that's really what happened on that night of Pesach. And in a sense, that's what happens every year on Pesach, and especially on the night of the Seder. On this night, as the Haggadah tells us, on this night we're supposed to not only remember something of the past, right? One of the main themes of the Haggadah is Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatzam Im Mitzrayim. Right? It's supposed to be an experience of a reliving, a reenactment. So what's going on in our minds when we're sitting by the Seder? Aside from the technical stuff that are going on, we have to know how to do all the things right. But what's the idea? The idea, the koach of the evening. The koach of the evening is sometimes we feel unworthy. And we feel like, could I really change? And am I really deserving? And can I be able to experience a spiritual experience like Pesach? Right? And the recognition of Pesach is that, yes, that's exactly what happened then. And that koach is given to us every year again. That on this night, whether we're holding there, we're not holding there, we're ready, we're not. It's like, ready or not, here we come. That's Pesach. That's Pesach. So, using that concept, let's look at a couple points in the Haggadah. Okay? The first. So the Seder starts, what does the Seder start with? Kadesh Urchatz. Right? How many simonim are there? There's 15 altogether.
15?
I believe so.
Okay.
Kadesh Urchatz, Kar Pasiachatz, Magid, Rachsa, Maitzi, Masa, Marek, Korach, Shulchan Aruch. What goes after that?
Halel, Nirtza.
Berach, Halel, Nirtza. I skipped
over. Sofon, bro.
Sofon, Berach, Halel, Nirtza. Thank you. There's 15. Right? I did know that.
You're not hungry, so you didn't want a meal.
I'm telling you, I knew that. But anyways, so...
Just testing.
But it's interesting that of all of them, there's only two that there's that vav between them that says A and B. Think about it. All of them, you have Kadesh Urchatz. Then it's Karpas, Yachas, Magid, Rachza, Motzi, Matzah. Each one is on its own. Yeah. But somehow the first two, Kadesh Urchatz. Okay. Let's make Kiddush and wash. Why those two are they together? What's the point of Kadesh and Urchatz? So here's a very beautiful idea. It goes like this. Normally, think about the words Kadesh and Urchatz. What does Kadesh mean? Kadesh means to be holy, right? To be holy, to sanctify, to sanctification. What does Urchatz mean?
What?
To cleanse, to cleanse, to clean. Normally, what should come first? If a person wants to get holy, what do you do? So first you got to wash up, and then Kadesh. Yeah, you go to the mikvah, you're a tamei, you go to the mikvah, and then you come into the base of mikdash. You wash your hands in the kiyor, then you can do the avodah. Normally, the rechitza comes first, and then there's kedusha. Yeah. Rechitza is more like tshuva, right? Let me get out of the problem, let me clean up a little bit, and then I'm ready for kedusha. Here comes the message of the Seder night. That tonight it's Kadesh and then Urchatz. Because what are we talking about?
Oh.
That Pesach is not that they proceeded by a vote of tshuva and became worthy and then they were Zocha. No. Pesach was they were in a low place. And Hashem says, you know what? I'm being Mekadesh you. I'm sanctifying you. Right? Just like the word Kadesh is also connected with Kiddushin, like marriage, sanctification. So Hashem was Mekadesh us. He pulls us out. Nigla Aleim, he appears to the Jewish people. He appears to the people in Mitzrayim. And he schleps them out of Golos and schleps them to himself. And that's why Dafke this night, it's Kadesh Urchatz. Now normally, because normally the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sur Mira Vaseh Tov, right? First you get rid of the bad, and then you do good. That's the regular avoda. But on Pesach night, it's Dafke, Kadesh, and Urchatz. As it says here, Lu'umas ha'avoda mesuderes. This is not the more regular, sequential avoda of sur mira vaseh tov, first getting rid of bad and then doing good. On Pesach, we have the koach to be niskadesh, and then we'll work on being fit and worthy.
That's the service,
Milmaila Lamata, right? Yeah. Starts with Kedusha, and then comes Rechitza.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the next, as you start the Magid, right? The long part of the Haggadah, you sit down, you settle down, and now we're going to discuss the story. So what does it start with? What's the first statement of the Magid? So we have the Hey Lach Ma'anya. What is it? The Gersa, you say Hey or Ha?
Ha.
Ha. Okay, there's different Haggadahs. There's Hey and there's Ha and there's Keha. But whatever it is, we say, this is the bread of affliction, the Acholu Avasana that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. Right? And of course, there's so many Pirushim on this. But just one basic question. You're sitting down to a Seder. What are we celebrating tonight? Slavery or freedom?
Freedom.
Freedom. So we're talking about the matzah. What do we want to talk about the matzah? The matzah with which we left Mitzrayim.
Right.
You'd see us Mitzrayim, but that's not what we start the Seder with. We say, this is the matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean after Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the matzah that we ate, that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim, and this is according to some of our
not on their way out. They eat this all the time, you mean.
Right. Well, that's what the words indicate. That's what the words indicate. Right? And you know, there's Mefarshim that say that the Mitzrayim gave them matzah to eat because it's a poor man's bread, whatever it is. Right? So the question is, the Shaila is, why do we start the Haggadah talking about this is the matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim? That's one thing. Okay. What's the next statement of that paragraph? Then we start inviting people, right? Kol dechin yesev yechol, kol diyitzrich yesev yusak. Whoever needs, let them come eat. And of course, the question has been asked a million times. Mm-hmm. Who are you inviting? You're sitting by your dining room table. Right? If you want to invite, you do that in shul. You do that a week earlier. You know, most of us have our guest list done by the time we're sitting by Magid.
And to strengthen the question, people could only eat then the Korban Pesach.
They could have, right?
Had to be registered.
100%. So it doesn't even make any sense. So what's going on? So, and again, of course, these are questions that are asked by every Seder table. But let's understand it from the perspective that we're talking about here tonight. From the perspective that I'm here tonight, it's all the same idea, which is a person sits down to the Seder and he says, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. I'm not on the Madriga. I'm not relating to what's going on this evening. I don't feel the Giluyim, the revelations of Hashem. I don't know what I'm talking about. So am I worthy for this? Am I up to this? Can I really participate? So what's the answer? The answer is, well, that's exactly what happened tonight. In Mitzrayim too, they were poverty, they were poor. They were poor physically, they were poor spiritually. Just like they sat down in Mitzrayim and they were poor on every level, and they were poor physically, they were poor spiritually, and yet Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, we have that same ability tonight. Because that is the koach of tonight, that yes, I might be poor. I might be poor in wisdom, I might be poor in my midos, I might be poor in my bank account, I might be poor on all accounts. It doesn't matter. That's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem takes us out from our state of poverty. And that's why we say, he says, whoever is hungry, we're not talking to people out on the street, we're talking to ourselves, that as long as we have a desire that we want to connect, we have a desire that we want to use the koach of this Pesach, so we're inviting all of ourselves to come join, whether we feel we're up to it or not, whether we feel we're at the Madriga or not. We're inviting everyone at the Seder, saying that tonight, everyone can join, everyone can be part of it. That's the special koach of tonight. And that's why we finish that paragraph. What's the ending of that first paragraph of the Haggadah? We say, even though now we're here, next year we'll be in Eretz Yisroel. Yeah. Even though now we might be servants, next year we'll be Bnei Chorin. We're talking about the power and ability to change. That is the story of Pesach, the ability to go from one extreme to another. And knowing that right now I might not be there, Hashem stretches out his hand and he says, yes, come with me and we can change. And every Yid has that ability, no matter how poor one might feel themselves to be, physically or spiritually, they have that ability to jump out.
Sounds like they need to have some kind of rut zone to do it, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Because they had 80% didn't get out.
So you have to, well, that was before Matan Torah. Today we're afterward. Today we're a lot of steps ahead of them.
So how does that tie into Al Bachman?
So we're saying just like them, well, they had the bread of affliction in Mitzrayim, they were on a low level. Right. And yet there is Zocha to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the same way, even if we feel poor, physically or spiritually, on this night we're able to sit down to the table and be invited into Hashem's table. Because we have that ability on this night to jump through that, to jump over that. In fact, interestingly, of course, I should have mentioned, the name Pesach means to jump. Yeah. Jumping means it's not sequential, it's not like regular, it's a jump out of where I am into Hashem's arms. Okay, and that's why we move on to the next, probably the most famous part of the Haggadah is the Manashtana, definitely most famous by the kids. Right? So the kids, the child says, and really, I don't know the different minhagim, but by us, for example, the minhag is that everyone says the manashtana. After the children say it loud, then everyone says it, all the adults by the table also say it, because we're all children. And what are we asking? We're asking, why is tonight different? What's different? What's unique about tonight? And that's what we're learning here tonight. Tonight is a different type of avoda. Tonight is the avoda that everyone can. And everyone can change and everyone can jump out of themselves. So we ask that question, why? Manishtana halayla zeh, why is tonight so different? And what do we answer?
You say, why was night different? Because we don't feel worthy. That's the theme you want to talk about?
Is that No. The theme is that even if we might not feel worthy, we can still do it.
Right.
So manishtana halayla zeh.
We're going to change, we're so unworthy.
Why is tonight different? That tonight, even though we're not worthy, we have the ability to do it. So what's the answer? What do we answer to the Manashtana? Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. We were all that way. We were all avadim. We were servants to Paro, inwardly and outwardly, physically and spiritually. And what happened? Vayotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu misham. Hashem schlepped us out. We didn't get out because we were worthy. We didn't get out because of our avoda. We didn't get out because we figured this out. Hashem said, tonight, it's Pesach. It's my time. I will take you out from where you're at. And in fact, the Maharal of Prague writes about this a lot. Actually, his birthday is the night of the Seder, interestingly. But this famous story connected to his birth, you know what I'm talking about? Maharal was known as someone who saved the Jewish people a lot of the blood libels. Yeah. Right? In his times, it was the blood libels, the Christians, that the Jewish people took Christian kids and killed them in
Masa. With the debates?
So he debates with a golem, whatever it is. But the first time he saved the Jewish people from blood libel is because his mother went into labor with him by the Pesach Seder. And they all went running out of the Seder to go to the hospital or midwife or whatever it was, or find the midwife. And there was some evil person who was planting a dead child then in the Rav's house to make a blood libel.
Oh.
And he sees them all charging out the door after him, so he went running.
Oh.
And the police caught him and they arrested him. So he saved the Jewish town when he was born. That's the famous story about the Maharal. Be that as it may, the Maharal says that this, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and made us B'nei Chorin, people of freedom, it was forever. He changed us into free people, even in whatever servitude we'd ever be in the future. We're essentially a free people. We have the ability to pick ourselves up over whatever situation we are and be free. And that's what he says when we answer the child, we say, Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. We were avadim then by Yotzeinu Hashem. I'm on the line with the bold letters. By Yotzeinu Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem didn't just take us out of Mitzrayim once. He took us out of Mitzrayim forever, allowing us that ability to always jump out of our own mitzrayims, our own difficulties, our own limitations and restrictions. We have that koach because of this night. This night that allows us to jump out of a situation, to jump into Hashem's arms, even if we're not up to it, fitting for it, deserving of it, and so on.
We'll take, that's the cause of the simcha.
That's the cause of the great simcha that Rizal is talking about. Right. One last point from the Haggadah. I see I'm missing a letter here. The line that starts with the word masilim, but that's a mistake. It should be maschilim. I'm missing a ches. One of the points of the Seder, and the Gemara says, it's in Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Avri Pesachim, says that on this night, maschilim bignus umisayimim bishvach. Which means, we have to start that Haggadah talking about our gnus. What does a gnus mean? Our embarrassment, the things that are embarrassing to us, painful to us. And then we talk about praise. We start with embarrassment, we end up with praise. What do we actually do when we say the Haggadah? How do we start the gnus? Well, we say, Mitchila ovdi avodah zara hayava seinu, our ancestors were idolatrous. V'achshav kirvanu hamakam lavodaso, and now Hashem was mekarev us, brought us close to his avoda. And here again, a double question. Firstly, why is it so important to talk against our ancestors by the Seder? We're coming from Parshas Tazria Masur, we're not into Lashon Hara. What is this about? I mean, why do you have to put people down? Why is it important for us to sit down? And it's like a part of the Haggadah, Maschilim Bignus. You gotta talk about the negative, that where we come from. Very important to talk about our Bubbies and Zadies. They were no good. Why? Why is that so important? That's Shaila Aleph. Number two, look at the words. Initially, our ancestors were of the Avodah Zarah. V'achshav, what does the word achshav mean?
Yeah.
Now. And now, Hashem brought us to his Avodah. Now?
No.
Avraham Avinu. Right? Yeah. Who is of the Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, it should have said that.
It should have been. Right? No, when we're talking about of the Avodah Zarah, who are we talking about? Who is our ancestors who were of the Avodah Zarah? Terach. Terach and before Terach. But then Avram changed it. So what does it even mean? Initially, our ancestors were over the Avodah Zarah, and now Hashem is mekarav us to his Avodah. So again, it's a double question. A, why the need to knock our ancestors? And B, what does this mean that now he was mekarav us? If it's not a question of now,
it was then.
It was then.
By Avram Avinu.
And a simple pshat, it means Avram Avinu, so that's not Achshav. Mm-hmm. Avram lived a long time ago. Avram lived hundreds of years before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the pshat? But again, following this theme that we're talking about, from the beginning, it's all the same pshat. Which is, what do we say? Again, I'm sitting by the Seder, and I'm feeling disconnected. I don't feel the revelations of the night. Right, some of us don't feel all the revelations. I'm not going to go around the table. I'll tell you a story. I've said the story here before. It's a little bit of a, it's an unusual one. There was a number of rebbes of Chabad. One, the fourth rebbe, his name is Reb Shmuel. He's known by this acronym, the Rebbe Maharash. He's a tremendous tzaddik. And he had something that he did uniquely different than everyone else. And that was Seder night, he did himself.
Did himself.
There was a room, a dining room, the family sat around a table. For the reading of Haggadah, he went to the side room and he read the Haggadah himself. That's what is his minhag. And he's a Rebbe, you're not going to argue with him. That was his thing. His father didn't do that, his sons didn't do it, but that's what he did. Now, the Rebbetzin didn't really appreciate that minhag very much. And she knew her husband's a big tzaddik, and she didn't typically question him, but it bothered her. And every year she would ask him, maybe tonight, maybe let me in, I'll behave. And finally, how much can you tell no to your wife, right? So finally he says, okay, but I don't think it's a good idea. Mm. And she says, I'm coming. So she came, sat in the Haggadah. And when he came to the words in the Haggadah where it says, Bemora Godol, Ze Gilu Shechina, that the great awesomeness was the revelation of the Shechina that night, she fainted. And they were sitting outside, they heard a big bang on the floor, they came running in, they carried her out, and took some time until she came back to herself. The intensity of the Gilui Shechina in the room, she couldn't handle. And it seems that he knew that. This was a dangerous place to hang around, right? So this was the Rebbe Maharash. But most people are not that way. And the vast majority of people are not that way. We're trying to make it through the night and stay awake, right? So we're sitting by the Seder. And we're sitting like, so I'm not ro'i, I'm not befitting, I don't know, I can't relate. So what do we say? No, mitchila ovdei avodah zarah v'sei, no, that's the way it was. We weren't on the madrega, and we weren't, right, we weren't up to it. And Hashem takes us wherever we're holding, he says, you're mine, and he brings us into himself. V'achshav, that happens today as well. V'achshav kirvanu hamakom l'avodaso, it wasn't just then, it's tonight. Right? Just like then, though the fathers were Avodah Zarah, Hashem comes to the son Avraham Avinu and makes him his, the same thing replays itself in history again and again. And whenever we feel down, whenever we feel we're not worthy, we're not up to it, we come to the Leil HaSeder, this night that gives us that koyach of no matter where you're, in other words, Avoseinu here could mean me 10 minutes ago. Hmm. That I'm not here. Avodah Zarah also doesn't have to mean idolatry. Avodah Zarah, think about the words, means an avodah that's zar. It's strange. It's not where I should be. It's not what I should be doing. It's not what I should be thinking. It's not the way I should be acting. So I yesterday morning I wasn't the way I should be. Doesn't matter. Achshav, now by the night of the Seder, kirvanu amakum l'avodasa, Hashem gives us this ability to jump out of our matzav and be niskarav, be born again, so to speak. Because as we said, it's called our birthday. Of the Leila Seder. Yom Huledes Oischem is the day of Pesach. We have the ability to reconnect and reconnect in a higher Madrega, even if we weren't worthy and didn't work ourselves up to it in the right way. And that's what we mean when we say that.
Wouldn't Shavuos be a better day for Yom Huledes?
Shavuos, they say, the fact is the Navi calls Pesach the Yom HaLedes, because that's when Hashem took us out as a nation. And Shavuos is when he gave us the Torah Mitzvahs.
Well, who called the Yom HaLedes?
Yecheskel. Navi Yecheskel. Yeah, he knew his stuff. he knew what he's talking about. So that's the story. So that's really what's going on by the Seder, and the Seder goes, so many different ideas and so many different steps until we come to one of the highest points of the Seder is when we open the door for Elio Hanavi. Right at the end of by the fourth course, we pour the fourth cup after benching, and we go and open the door to Elio Hanavi. And hear the Sfarim say that when we open our doors from our house, all the doors are opened. In fact, again, I don't know everyone's, on Pesach, there's so many different menhagim with different people. But the minhag by us is we open all the doors till outside.
Every door, not just the front, you mean?
Wherever, from where we're sitting, to be able to see to the outside. And again, the minhag by us is that whoever goes to the door brings candles to the door, right? In honor of Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, again, in my wife's family, the minhag is that the women take the candles to the door. I don't know why, but that's the minhag by her, and so I let her do it.
So that's what she did.
So I'm fine with that. So she does it. But be that as it may, it says that at those moments, all doors are open all the way to Hashem. And all the what?
It's a very, very auspicious time.
Very powerful, very auspicious time, and definitely a time for tremendous tefillah and bakasha, asking Hashem for all the needs that we have, and of course, merubim sarchi amcha. There's so many different needs, and especially nowadays. And the ultimate need, the great need for Eliyahu Navi to come, Eliyahu Mevaser HaGeula. It's a time of tremendous, tremendous gilu, tremendous openness of relationship between us and Hashem, and basically everything we've said here before, not really dependent on our level of worthiness and what we were up to and how prepared we are, but it's a night of ability for you to really reach out to Hashem in the deepest way. The very, very first book that the Rebbe wrote, even before he became a rabbi, it was, I think, in 1942. So he wrote a book on the Haggadah. His first book he wrote was on the Haggadah. And it's Pirushim on the Haggadah, a tremendous amount of Talpulim, very interesting book. But before the Seder, he starts off a little story. And the story, he says, is from the fifth rabbi of Chabad, Rav Shalom Zeivber. And he told his son, Rav Yosef Yitzchak, who was going to be his successor later, I'm going to test you on all the names afterward, right? So he told his son, he said,
5, 6, 7.
He said, on the night of the Seder, he says, is a tremendously powerful night spiritually. And he said, throughout the Seder, you should have, he's telling his child, he says, to think, to grow, to be a mensch. When Rebbe said a mensch, he didn't just mean to have good manners. But to be like a ruchnis, to commence, to grow in ruchnis. And especially, he said, when they opened the door for the Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, don't ask for silly things. Ask for the real thing. He says, don't think. He said, don't. In the words he said,
who said that to be a Zolana mensch? Who said
the
that?
The Rebbe Rashab.
He said that
was telling it to his son.
Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, the Friedrich Rebbe, and he said, Trachten zayna mensch, befrat be'es psichas adelas. Especially when they open the door, he says, Trachnish gashmius, trach ruchnius. Says, don't ask them for physical, to have a little more money, a little health, to think about things that are more meaningful and more purposeful, because it's a night that has tremendous koyach of growth and tremendous koyach of bakosha. And therefore, and Hashem should help that this year also we should be zeich on this night to tremendous growth for everyone personally and for Klal Yisrael. Just like then, Hashem took us out of Golos, from the final Golos, the Golos of Mashiach Zidkenu. And Eliyahu HaNavi Mevaser HaGeula, we should see him. You should see him before Pesach and on Pesach. Mr. Shem would then spend Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, bring the Korban Pesach.
What would be another word?
And if you guys need any good kohen to help you with your Korban Pesach,
I can
try to get
words,
you a good number in line.
Any substitute words you could use instead of unworthy? Some people maybe not participate so much in the Pesach Seder because they might not believe in all these Galuyim, let's say, or they might not think they're not worthy.
Okay.
I don't think I'm necessarily not worthy of achieving the things that we're supposed to achieve. I just don't know if those things...
That's right. Just ask someone else.
No. Okay, I could take...